Florida, in the city of Cocoa Beach. And I just want to say that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to be rejoicing, and we should be glad in it. I was just speaking to a girl a little while ago that been going to church, had been going to church with her during my visits down here, and found out that she's been going to a new church, and she's been having a helpline. They're starting up a helpline, a Christian call-in helpline, and it's things like this that really make being a Christian such a wonderful thing, because when you do work for the Lord, it's so rewarding. It's so, I just don't know how the words to explain it, when you can do work for the Lord and you can share the gospel. She was mentioning how there was a teenage helpline that was operated last year. It was a secular helpline, and they had 3,000 calls during the year that they helped people. And she's just excited, and I am too. It makes me excited that now they're starting up a Christian helpline, and not only are they counseling people with the problems that they have, but they're also spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And it's just enough to make any Christian shout. It's just enough to make any person bubble over with joy to know that that word is going out and that souls are being saved and that the work of God and the will of God is being carried out. Now, today I'd like to talk about a word out of 2 Samuel chapter 22. I've been reading through, and it's